in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio at Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
It is 9:30. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a nice fall morning.
It is. The weather is beautiful.
I think they said it's supposed to get up to 71, 72 or something today or whatever. You know, I'm not going to complain about that.
Yeah, it was in the 30s this morning. I was thinking that's pretty chilly already.
Yeah, it is. In the morning, this is that time of year where you have to wear a coat when you leave. You take it off midday, and then you have to have it so you can put it back on that evening.
I know. It's very strange.
But, you know, talking about fall, there's a lot of opportunities meal-wise to celebrate fall. Actually, I think fall is probably my favorite season.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of people love this fall season and get really excited about the weather. At the Dairy Council, we're celebrating Farm to School Month. So this month, we're really putting a focus on those local foods and the farmers that produce the local foods as well.
Okay. You know, in local foods, you think farmers, you know, the big fields and that. But also, a lot of the local towns, especially around here, have the farmers markets where you can actually go and people have grown, you know, your tomatoes and all your fresh vegetables and stuff. And it's kind of neat to be able to do that.
Absolutely. There's tons of local foods around. It's just a matter of finding them. And I did notice, you know, driving through town that there is a farmers market here local as well.
So how would we define local foods?
So there's no like official guidelines for classifying those local foods. That term local is actually used in food production just to describe how close the original food is to where it's being purchased. So a lot of times stores will decide on what a local food is. Like some stores will say, oh, well, if it's 50 miles or 100 miles out, then that's in a radius, then that is considered a local food. Or if it's grown within state borders, that's a local food as well. So local foods really can help, you know, connect the consumer to what they're eating. So that's why people are really excited about this whole local foods thing. And local foods can be grown all sorts of ways. You know, we hear organic, these different natural, these different terms. But local foods just literally mean that they're close. You're buying it close to where you're living or where you're purchasing.
All right, great. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. And we'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You're listening to The People Speak. We'll be right back. And welcome back, 9:39. This is The People Speak. Again, we're talking with Kelsey today from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about local foods this fall and that. I mean, I mentioned the farmer's market, and that's one area, but where might consumers want to buy local foods?
So there's tons of places, different places that consumers might go to buy local foods. But kind of why are we wanting to buy those local foods? The big thing is that we're really supporting those local family farms instead of these, you know, big conglomerates and things like that. We're putting that money right back into our local economy. So for dairy food specifically, that is contributing to in Illinois 111,000 jobs just in Illinois in the dairy industry. And then on the Missouri side of the river, that's 78 78,000 jobs. So that's a significant amount of work that's, you know, being stimulated in our economy by buying those local foods. Transportation costs are lower on local foods. Buying local foods can kind of connect you to your food, like I was saying earlier, but also buying those local foods, especially if we're buying them in season, might be a really cost-effective thing as well. Whenever they're in their peak season, they need to be purchased and moved through the food chain. So it's definitely a cost-effective method as well.
Yeah, I know. Like oranges and stuff. I mean, you see Florida oranges and that. Well, those have to be transported from Florida to get here. So that's, about 900,000 miles of travel that they've got in between there.
Exactly. And, you're paying for that transportation as well.
Mm-hmm. Which, with fuel prices, they're coming down now. But, when the fuel prices are up, then that means the price of what you're paying for the food is going to be higher.
Absolutely. And also just thinking about environmental factors with that as well.
Mm-hmm. One thing you think of a lot of times when you think about local foods is the fruits and vegetables. Is milk also considered a local food?
Yeah. So at the Dairy Council, we like to say that dairy is the original local food. Where milk goes, the jobs follow. So every glass of milk contributes to jobs as well and the income and that economy that I'm talking about in the community. Illinois has 600 licensed dairy farms, some interesting facts. And one fact that I thought was that I never knew before I worked at the Dairy Council is that on each gallon of milk that you buy, there's a code and it actually tells you where your milk is coming from.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. So there on each carton of milk, there's this special code. So the code's printed near the top of the container on the lid. And sometimes they're printed right on the label, just depends. But each code begins with two numbers and ends with 1 through 5 digits. So the first two numbers actually represent the state where that milk is coming from. And then the rest is talking about which plant it's coming from. Mm-hmm. So one thing I know that the dairy industry really prides itself on with their milk is from the time that milk leaves the farm to the time that you're buying it on the shelf, that's only going a 48-hour span. So you're getting super fresh local milk when you purchase your milk at the store.
I'll have to look at the milk jug now.
Yeah, you just want to know where your milk's coming from. Yeah. But,
milk can be one thing, too. I mean, you wouldn't want, milk that's been transported all across the country.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's encouraging to know that your milk is local and you're getting those really good nutrients from that milk as well, that bone building calcium, as well as, potassium and phosphorus and things like that as well. So you're getting that really healthy food, but you also know that you're buying it from someone local and you're supporting your economy as well.
Healthy there is a key word as well. Why is dairy an important part of a healthy diet?
Like I said, with that bone-building calcium and the protein and all these other 9 essential nutrients that are found in the diet, dairy is simply irreplaceable in the diet. So we really need to shoot for, with that milk, cheese, and yogurt, shooting for the 3 servings a day to get in all of our calcium needs throughout the day. And dairy foods are really just part of a healthy diet, as well as all the other food groups, including grains, fruits, vegetables, things like that as well.
A lot of people, and we've talked about it before, chocolate milk, I used to think, I just blew the diet here with chocolate milk. But chocolate milk is actually good for you.
Yeah, I always tell people, with their concern with chocolate milk is that always choose your beverage by the company it keeps. So what I mean by that is, like a sweetened beverage like soda, for example, is mm-hmm. just a sweetened beverage, and you're not getting those 9 essential nutrients like you're still getting with chocolate milk. So while there is some added sugar, not a ton, but some, you're still getting those healthy vitamins and minerals in your diet as well.
Okay. Where's the best place we can purchase local foods? You think grocery stores, like I said, I mentioned farmers markets, those are, but there's other places too, I'm sure.
Yeah. So many cities and towns have those farmers markets. So that's a really good place where you can get many of the local foods in one place. Those typically have, your in-season fruits and vegetables and meats and things like that. But the positive side is that milk, being a local food, is grown year-round in grocery and convenience stores as well. So there's also some local creameries and people doing their own innovative ways of their producing dairy, like Marcoot Creamery, Rolling Lawns Farm in Greenville, Illinois. They're producing their own milk. Ludwig Creamery and Rop Cheese. These are all Illinois creameries that are producing their own product with the milk from their farm.
What about major grocery stores?
Yeah, so major grocery stores are really picking up on this whole local food trend because people are just wanting to know where their foods come from. Now even big stores like Walmart and stuff like that are starting to carry local foods to really support this effort and supporting local economies as well. Another great place that you might find local foods is certain restaurants that really try to support the local farmers and things like that. Special culinary events and even, you know, going to the farm yourself. Some farms, you know, like Eckert's and things like that, they actually allow you to come on the farm and bring you closer to that food as well.
Right. I know they have right now pumpkins.
Yeah, pumpkins are a big thing, or apples. And that apple cider is a really big thing right now. So, yeah, and they do a great job of supporting all local farmers as well in their store.
All right, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back, 8:53 and 8:50, actually. I got to reset that clock up there. It's about 3 minutes ahead, and it kind of throws me off because when I look at the computer clock, that's what judges our program time.
Yeah.
But no, we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about local foods and the importance and not only to us, but to the economy itself, actually the local economy.
Yeah.
But what about, you mentioned local foods and restaurants and grocery stores and things like that. What about at schools?
So there's a big movement to get those local foods in school as well. So that's kind of why we're choosing to talk about local foods this month, as it's Farm to School Month, and we do a lot of things at the Dairy Council for Farm to School Month. Local foods, about in the schools, about 42% of schools that responded to a national survey reported that their schools are participating in Farm to School activities. While serving these local foods is the most common farm-to-school activity, schools are also reporting that they're doing things like conducting field trips to local farms or doing different classroom activities or taste testing so that these kids in the schools are learning where local foods are coming from and also that how to include them in their diet as well. Milk. In particular, has been a part of school lunch and breakfast meals from the very start. So that's really providing a nutrient punch with those 9 essential vitamins and minerals that are found in the milk. And that's one way that we're getting into schools as well with those local foods. Both Missouri and Illinois do a farm-to-school programs. Different extension offices and farm bureaus are really trying to reach out to schools so that they can learn about different grant opportunities that agriculture programs offer and different things like that, so that we can really get those schools involved in this local food movement.
Okay, so I remember milk was always a big part of lunch every day at school.
Yeah, it's part of that national school lunch program.
Right. What about the program called the Illinois Farm to School Network?
The Farm to School Network, they actually host meetings to provide updates on farm to school projects statewide. So schools can really learn about those grant opportunities that I was talking about and how to include all of those various aspects that those grants provide into their farm to school efforts and things like that. I know at the Dairy Council, we also offer some of those grants, and we really work with schools to teach them how to utilize that to support the local economy and those local foods.
Right. I know the big thing that's always in food, and that is safety in that. But
yeah.
I mean, it's so much of a plus to the local economy. And, you know, I mean, local foods taste good.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Because they're fresh.
Yes, they're super fresh. And we keep talking about the economy, but they're also just, they're good for you too. So mm-hmm. that's really what why we're putting a focus on that this month.
What are some of these programs that...
That we're doing at the Dairy Council?
Yeah.
So we, with it being Farm to School Month, we really do a ton of different programs to try to get schools involved in this local food movement. So one program is From Your Local Farmer to You is what it's called. And it's just simply a 15-minute video that we provide to schools on a local Illinois dairy farm so that schools can request this video. And it's kind of like a virtual tour so that they kind of know what's going on without having to coordinate a whole field trip and things mm-hmm. like that. We also provide different resources for schools, like smart lessons on dairy farming. We do student handouts. We provide coloring books and posters to really educate those kids and help them to understand where their milk comes from and those dairy products. One program that I personally really, really like is our Adopt-A-Cow program. And this is a program that's essentially, they don't really adopt a cow. It's all over the internet. And what they do is they go on our website, the teachers do, and they pick a baby cow and they pick a farmer. And then the kids get to name that baby cow. And each month we send them updates on how the cow's growing and what they're eating so that they can really understand where their milk is coming from as well.
They don't have to clear out space in the classroom for the cow to sit.
No, they don't. And we do, but we do special visits so that they feel like it's more interactive. And we also run contests every year where they can win a field trip to go out and see their baby cow. Oh, wow. So not we can't have all the schools because we have nearly 2,000 school classrooms participating in this program. The dairy farmers are very busy, so we can't have everybody go out. but we do try to get the contest winners out there so that they can see their baby cow.
There's one thing you got listed here that I'm mad about. Initials or whatever, but it's called the Spotlight DFD Grant.
Yeah, the Dollars for Dairy Grant. So that's a program that we do in cafeterias. So what we do is basically we offer these grants every year and school cafeteria managers or food service directors can apply and just tell us kind of what they're wanting to do and how it includes dairy and that dairy promotion effort. Some schools do things like second chance breakfasts, and some schools do a new milk cooler for their school. Or I have one interesting grant this year where they're doing bento boxes is what they're calling them. But it's kind of like a Lunchable. So they're including that dairy in that way as well. So there's lots of different things that people are doing. Last year we did a grant with a smoothie bike. So it's literally a bike. It's exactly how it sounds. It's a bike. And when you pedal it, it makes the blender work.
Uh-huh.
So you're actually, you know, it's helping that exercise effort in healthy kids, but also you're producing smoothies with that healthy dairy product in it as well. So kind of teaching kids how to make smoothies while also teaching them about exercise. So those are some really cool grants. We do some that are not as exciting, all the way to the ones like the smoothie grant that is super interesting to see. So
just different ways to kind of get them involved and interactive.
And getting the milk in the schools and really promoting those healthy dairy products as well.
If there's any teachers, and which they're probably teaching right now, but you know, anyone that wants to mention to the teachers and whatever, if they want to get involved in some of these programs, how do they?
Visit our website. So that's a good place to start. Our website has tons of great resources. It has recipes. We have a Cooking for Coco cookbook, and that's just a cute little cow that we named Coco. Tons of different resources, but also that Dollars for Dairy Grant application is on there. So tell your food service directors about that. And every year, the Adopt-A-Cow program, the adoption barn is open in August and September, and then it really kicks off in October. So visit our website. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as well at SDL Dairy Council or that's the handle SDL Dairy Council, and then our website is www.sdldairycouncil.org.
you know, we mentioned teachers and that, but I mean, anyone that's interested or wants to learn more or pick up a few good recipes.
Yeah, exactly. There's resources for everyone on the website. And we have a blog talking about our recipes on there as well. So tons of really healthy, delicious recipes. So go check us out.
All right, great. And one more time, that web address was
www.stldairycouncil.org.
All right, Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I always enjoy interesting topics here and stuff and learning more about dairy. Like, I'm going to have to check the milk jug and find out where it was made.
Exactly. Yes. I thought that was an interesting fact as well.
It was. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.